From the CBS 2 newsroom, I'm Ryan Baker with your top stories this Tuesday morning. Reverend Jesse Jackson is promising protests in city streets if disgraced Chicago police officer Jason Van Dyke is released from prison next week. Van Dyke has spent the past 3 years behind bars for shooting and killing 17-year-old Laquan McDonald in 2014. He was supposed to serve 7 years for McDonald's murder, but he's getting out early for good behavior. This is not a treat for Chicago's West Side. The Mars Wrigley Company says it's moving most of its operations out of its Galewood factory in the next 2 years, taking several jobs with it. The candy company has been at the plant since 1929, making goodies like M&M's, Snickers, and Milky Way bars. At least one person is seriously hurt after a snowmobile collided with traffic on Green Bay Road near the Illinois-Wisconsin border. The Zion Police Department posting on its website overnight that the intersection has been reopened. Our frigid weather turns dangerously cold today with a high of just 12, but wind chills below zero. By tonight, it will feel as low as negative 25 in some areas, so please take care and caution. Join us on CBS 2 or get updates around the clock from CBS News Chicago on our website and the free CBS Chicago app.